Hello and welcome. I have a huge announcement to make. Full Access Hoops Episode 12 is coming at you right now. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Full Access Hoops Episode 12. I'm your host, Corey Waldron. Make sure to subscribe to us on iTunes at Full Access Hoops. Follow us on Twitter at Full Access Hoops. Go to Blog Talk Radio and subscribe to us as well at Full Access Hoops. We are a podcast underneath Off the Glass. Follow them on Twitter at OTG Basketball. The podcast network on Off the Glass is booming. Jump on the bandwagon. We got podcasts for everybody. Man, oh man, playoffs are just around the corner. We're under 10 games, but there's two teams in particular that I want to talk about to start off this podcast. Teams that are hit hard with a couple injuries, and it could seriously affect them come playoff time. And the first team is the Boston Celtics. I know they've been in the news a lot because of the injuries. I think I've talked about them more than I've talked about them all year over these past couple of weeks. Kyrie Irving had a procedure done on his knee to fix some screws. He's going to be out for 3 to 6 weeks. The timetable for his return is between April 14th and May 5th. Marcus Smart's out for five to seven weeks. His return is between April 27th and May 11th. Both these injuries to me are huge, and I think I can finally say on air and on record, I believe the Boston Celtics will be eliminated in the first round of this year's playoffs.
What the hell?
Obviously, a lot can change from here and now, but losing Kyrie Irving for this amount of time and him possibly being out the entire first round of the playoffs, Marcus Smart likely out for the entire first round of the playoffs. Those are two guys who the Celtics desperately lean on, especially Kyrie Irving, obviously, as we know, offensively, and Marcus Smart defensively. And yes, the Celtics are so well coached, they will make a series out of anyone they play against, and Brad Stevens has done a tremendous job navigating through the injuries they've had. But I can't pick the Celtics with a positive feeling when they're losing out on these two guys. Right now, they would match up against the Milwaukee Bucks in the first round, but the Miami Heat are just one loss back in the loss column to the Bucks. So it could be the Heat or it could be the Bucks. If you're the Celtics, you probably want to go against the Bucks. But, I mean, if Antetokounmpo and Eric Bledsoe and Middleton and Parker, if they found any stride or any rhythm, I mean, I don't think the Celtics will be able to keep up with him in a seven-game series. And then Miami, no one wants to play Miami in the first round. It's another one of those teams that's just too well coached. So I'm giving the Celtics currently a 85% chance of being eliminated in the first round. And that's simply because if they don't have Kyrie Irving or Marcus Smart, I have little to no faith in them. Another team that has the injury bug swirling around them, and that's the Golden State Warriors. And it's really fucking shitty. I have to say, I don't normally curse on this, but it's extremely shitty that the Warriors are so banged up. Because now the Rockets are the favorites to win it all. And if you don't believe that, then you're a fool.
Dummy!
The Rockets currently are the best team in basketball. With every win the Rockets have, the rest of the season they will be setting a franchise record in wins. And the Warriors are banged up. And I just don't see the Warriors winning a title this year. Obviously, Klay Thompson's out with a fractured finger or fractured something on his hand. Kevin Durant's ailing from some injured ribs. And we saw Curry suffer a grade 2 MCL strain the other night because Zaza Pachulia and JaVale McGee seem to be in the wrong place at the wrong time all the time. And those two stumbling, bumbling morons should probably get off the court before they hurt somebody else in that Warriors team. But that's a different discussion. So Curry's likely out for the first round. Steve Kerr said today that he doesn't see Curry playing in the first round, which doesn't mean a ton. But, you know, man, oh man, if the Utah Jazz become a 7 seed and the Warriors have to play the Utah Jazz in a first round series, I'm not saying the Warriors lose that because the Warriors are so talented and they will obviously have Kevin Durant and Draymond Green on the floor. But the Jazz could give them a run for their money. Another team that's very well coached. They play gritty defense. We know what Rudy Gobert can do. We know Donovan Mitchell is in the conversation for Rookie of the Year. Joe Ingles has balled out on another level this year. So that team could really cause some troubles for the Warriors. And I long term in the playoffs, I just don't see the Warriors winning at all this year. And if on all the preview series podcasts that I did, I truly believe the Warriors were uncontested and winning it all this year. I thought the Rockets were their only competition, and the Rockets have exceeded my expectations, and they've been above and beyond what I expected. But because the Warriors are banged up, they may be without Klay Thompson for the duration of the playoffs. Obviously, Curry's going to miss just one round, but who knows if he gets hurt again, because he just hasn't been able to stay healthy this year. I think the Rockets may be able to steal one, and I don't want people to taint. If the Rockets were to win it all this year, there is no way in hell we should allow the Warriors' mishaps of possibly, derailing what that title would mean to Houston. Because if Houston wins it all, they deserve to win it all. And the Warriors and Rockets have been the two best teams by far all year long. And if either one of those teams win, it's not a discredit to the other one and shouldn't tarnish anything they've done because one is a little bit banged up or the other. But if the Warriors are seriously this banged up come the Western Conference Finals against the Rockets, it's the Rockets series to lose, I think. And I think personally, too, it'd be a little bit good for the NBA to have different teams in the NBA Finals. I don't expect Cleveland to make it to the NBA Finals, but a Rockets-Raptors Finals may not be the greatest for ratings, but I'm all in for something different. A little bit of, I don't know, just who wants to see the same teams battle it out every year? And obviously, like, if the Cavs were as good as they were when they won the title, then maybe a Warriors-Cavs Finals again would be something interesting. But the Cavs just aren't that good. The Warriors obviously are banged up. But right now, I think the Rockets have a 65% chance to win a title this year, and that's growing by the week, in my opinion. We got to talk about a team that's making a lot of noise in the East. Trust the process. The process is here. Sam Hinkie died for these sins. The 76ers have the most wins in franchise history since 2005. They're one game out of the third seed behind Cleveland. They have the number 5 offense in franchise history this season, and if they were to manage to win 50 games this year, it would match their win total of 2001. And if you recall, in 2001, when they exceeded 50 wins, I believe a guy named Allen Iverson led that team to NBA Finals, where he had a infamous step over, big time jump shot, crossing over Ty Lue and stepping over Tyronn Lue. Before the Lakers obviously wiped them off the floor and won a title. Man, Philly fans, it's been a crazy journey. It's been a lot of tanking, a lot of misfortune, a lot of worry and concern. Obviously, Embiid couldn't even stay on the floor 2 years ago. Ben Simmons got hurt last year. Markelle Fultz is still dealing with injuries this year. But the Philadelphia 76ers have arrived. I don't think they're a team that's going to make the Eastern Conference Finals or a team that's going to make the finals. But they are one piece away. Maybe a LeBron James ends up going to Philly. I know that's, I don't truly believe that, but Philly is on the right track. Embiid and Ben Simmons are two guys that are a lot of fun to watch. Dario Saric has been huge. I didn't expect nearly what I've been given of Dario Saric. He's been tremendous for them. Really sound. Robert Covington plays that good defense. He has that nice three ball. J.J. Redick, I think, is the perfect veteran presence that team really needed. The 76ers have arrived. It's no longer trusting the process. The process is here. Now it's about getting free agents and marquee free agents, that is, to come to Philly and help these two young studs win the title. And right now, with how the Sixers are playing, they manhandled the Timberwolves the other night, 120 to, I believe, 108. And I don't know, man. I wouldn't want to play the Sixers in the first round. I wouldn't want to play them in the second round if I'm the East. That team's playing with a lot of confidence right now, a lot of young guns. And the Sixers are coming. Sixers are seriously coming. And with that, I got to give a shout out to a team that obviously they disappoint me slightly, and that's the Charlotte Hornets. They've given out some nice glimpses of hope this last week, I should say. Kemba Walker had a 46-point game where he torched the Memphis Grizzlies. The Grizzlies are a dumpster fire. And Stephen A. Smith is a complete clown. for saying the Grizzlies should move their team and relocate to Seattle to reform the Supersonics. The Grizzlies had an unfortunate injury happen to Michael Conley. But the Grizzlies have been solid for the last 10 years, or as far back as I can remember, at least, in recent history. You know, the grit and grind that they had built between Marc Gasol, Zebo, Conley. Those guys, there's no reason to relocate. All of that is nonsense. Stephen A. Smith, who I do respect, but there are times where I feel like he just has to say a take to get attention. And Memphis relocating to Seattle is a take that has no business being around. With that said, though, the Hornets, they manhandled the Grizzlies. Kemba Walker had 46 points. He had a franchise record 10 threes in the game. And then the night before against the Brooklyn Nets, Dwight Howard did something that I've never seen done before, and that was record a 32-30 game. 32-30 game. He had 30 rebounds in a game. 30. To everyone that says Dwight Howard is washed or Dwight Howard, you know, isn't as good as he used to be, you may be right. He's definitely not a Dwight Howard from the Orlando Magic. But this Dwight Howard is still very serviceable. He still has a lot left in the tank. It's all about just using him correctly. And I think, you know, Steve Clifford and him have a connection from the Orlando days. But Dwight Howard has looked really good this year. And I'm challenging Michael Jordan, like I think I've already done this on a previous pod. You either need to bring in help for Kemba Walker and Dwight Howard, or let those guys go, because the Hornets are too mediocre for too long, and you're wasting the talent of a couple guys. I know Dwight Howard just got there this year, but there are a few teams out there that could have seriously used him this year. I think he's actually bolstered his value, especially this year. And then Kemba Walker, he's a stud, and I would love to see him in a different uniform where he can actually play. If you want to come to the Pacers, Kemba, you make a phone call to me, I'll make a phone call to them, and we'll get something sorted out. But that's all. I want to give a shout out to those guys. And also, because it's Sunday night, the Indiana Pacers just clinched the playoff berth for 7 out of the last 8 years in an overtime win against the Miami Heat. Completely destroyed my preseason thoughts of them. I predicted them to win just 32 games, and here we are, a 4-5 seed with the chance of possibly getting home court advantage in the playoffs, clinching a playoff spot tonight. Victor Oladipo, again, I cannot even begin to put into words the impact he's had on this franchise and team. No one expected him to produce like he has produced, and the Indiana Pacers are going to be in the playoffs again, and for Pacers Nation, enjoy it, because this Pacers team is defying all the odds, and because they play team basketball and they play good defense, any team that matches up with the Pacers in the first round will be in for a long series. And I'm hoping it's not the Cavs and LeBron, because we know how that seems to go in the playoffs. Well, that's going to wrap it up for this episode of Full Access Hoops. Again, thank you for tuning in. Make sure to like us or subscribe to us on iTunes at Full Access Hoops, Blog Talk Radio at Full Access Hoops. Follow us on Twitter at Full Access Hoops. You can follow me on Twitter at KWall Hoops. And until next week, I'll see you later. Peace, knuckleheads.